This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Jim Bertel. European countries have unveiled tough new measures to try to curb a surge in coronavirus infections, which the World Health Organization is warning is of great concern. In France, police searched the home of the health minister as part of a probe into the government's handling of the coronavirus crisis as new daily cases topped 30,000 for the first time. As the disease marches on relentlessly, millions in England are facing tighter restrictions, including a ban on household mixing. Across the channel, a curfew is to be imposed in Paris and eight other French cities, and in Germany, there are new limits on people gathering at events. In the U.S., Dr. Anthony Fauci is blasting a concept the White House is using to push for schools and businesses to reopen amid the virus pandemic. AP's Sagar Magani reports.
The Trump administration's pushing a declaration from a group of scientists supporting the concept of herd immunity, the idea that a disease will stop spreading once nearly everybody has contracted it.
We just got to look that square in the eye and say it's nonsense.
On ABC News' Good Morning America, Fauci says the idea that the nation can protect the vulnerable while just letting COVID-19 is total nonsense. There will be too many people unprotected,
which will lead to hospitalizations and deaths.
COVID-19 has already killed nearly 217,000 people in America. Sagar.
India, which ranks third globally in COVID-19 deaths and second in infections, has reported its lowest daily increase in coronavirus deaths in nearly 3 months. The health ministry on Thursday reported 680 fatalities within a 24-hour period, the lowest in 11 weeks. From Washington, this is VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump and challenger Joe Biden will compete for TV audiences in dueling town halls Thursday evening instead of meeting face-to-face for their second debate as originally planned. The two will take questions in different cities on different networks. The U.S. Senate Judiciary Committee heard arguments Thursday supporting and opposing the confirmation of Supreme Court nominee Amy Coney Barrett as the panel finishes 4 days of hearings to fill a vacancy on the country's highest court. Democrats invoked committee rules to push a final vote by the panel on Barrett's nomination by a week until next Thursday. A vote in the full Senate could come by the end of the month. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says Turkey's involvement in the conflict between Azerbaijan and Armenia has increased the risk in the region, reiterating his call for the issue to be resolved through diplomacy. Several hundred people have been killed in the deadliest flare-up of the decades-old conflict in Nagorno-Karabakh. A landmark prisoner exchange between war-torn Yemen's government and Houthi rebels began Thursday, with hundreds of fighters heading home. The swap was a rare sign of progress in efforts to end the conflict, which broke out 6 years ago in Yemen, where the Houthis control much of the north despite the intervention of Saudi Arabia and its allies. The European Union has imposed sanctions on 6 Russian officials and 1 organization over the poisoning of Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny. AP's Zaria Shakli reports.
The move came a day after Russia's foreign minister warned that Moscow might respond with similar measures. The decision was agreed upon among the 27 EU envoys to Brussels. EU foreign ministers agreed to impose the sanctions following a push by France and Germany to freeze the assets of those suspected of involvement and ban them from traveling in Europe under sanctions to combat the use and spread of chemical weapons. I'm Zaria Shakli.
A landmark prisoner exchange between war-torn Yemen's government and Houthi rebels began Thursday, with hundreds of fighters heading home. Thousands of Nigerians staged fresh demonstrations on Thursday against police brutality as the army issued a warning against subversive elements and authorities banned protests in the capital. Anger over abuses by the police's special anti-robbery squad erupted into widespread demonstrations last week, forcing the government to scrap the union and promise wider reforms. For the very latest on today's news or the latest on the U.S. elections, please go to voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.